Good morning.
Welcome to worship here at St. Luke's Lutheran Church. It's good to see so many people here. I notice a decided and marked belief that we should all sit on this side of the church.
That's the groom's side.
then we are all the bride. Okay. So, today we have our bell choir and with them our youth bells. And I've been so delighted at the progress that the bells have made, especially on youth. Actually, I'm really excited because I'm hearing myself echoing. But I remember even the very, very first rehearsal, I heard real music. It may have been twinkled with a little star, but it was still real music. So I've been really delighted at the progress. And today they are going to be presenting When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. So please listen to our bells. Delighted that you are with us today, and in a couple of weeks you're going to be Thank you again to Sandra and all members of the Dog Park. One more round of applause. I used to play bells years and years ago, but unfortunately I have floaters in my eyes, so I see notes that aren't even there. So that's my excuse for not being part of bells. What's your excuse? We do have a few announcements today at 2 p.m. We have our church council meeting right here. Monday, our food pantry volunteers are Kathleen and Ron McPhee and Peggy Bierke. On Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, our volunteers are delivering home-delivered meals through the Senior Center. Tuesday at 10 a.m., we will be back here for a Bible study. We are continuing to watch episodes of Season 3 of The Chosen. On Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Youth and Adult Bell Choir will be here rehearsing. At 5:45, we have Youth Night and Confirmation. And on Saturday at 10 a.m., we have a celebration of life for Warm Orchard Rock. Do we have any other announcements that we need to take care of? Lois?
I just want to remind people about our Prayer Shawl Ministry. April is Prayer Shawl Ministry Month. And you can read the directions over here. You know, someone who appreciates a prayer shawl, you can pick one up. And also, we have an order of coffee, and some of the coffee is going up, but I put out front what was already priced. So, you can see if you can.
Thank you, Lois. And if anyone is interested in knitting or crocheting for the prayer shawl ministry or learning how to knit, just see me. Any other announcements? If not, please stand as you're able and join in the confession. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us.
We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, the things we have done and the things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you, and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
Let us join together in our gathering song, number 377, Alleluia, Jesus is Risen.
Forever.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Through the proclamation of Christ's death and resurrection, God is offering them forgiveness and restoration in Jesus' name. The reading from Acts. Peter addressed the people. You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the Holy and Righteous One and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 4 responsibly. Answer me when I call, O God, defender of my cause. You set me free when I was in distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer.
You mortals, how long will you dishonor my glory? How long will you love illusions and seek after lies?
Know that the Lord does wonders for the faithful. The Lord will hear me when I call.
Tremble then, and do not sin. Speak to your heart in silence upon your bed.
Offer the appointed sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord.
Many are saying, who will show us any good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord.
You have put gladness in my heart, more than when grain and wine abound.
In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, may be my rest secure.
The second reading is from 1 John. God has loved us in order to make us children of God. Though we do not yet know the full details of our future existence, we trust that God will reveal it, just as God revealed Jesus to take away our sins. The reading. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is, and all who have hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you,
that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Do I have any children who want to come forward? Any children in art who want to come forward? Oh, I see at least one. Good morning. You can just sit down there, right there. I've got a couple pictures to show you. How are you doing this morning? All right. I have a couple of pictures here. Who do you think these people are?
The pastors.
Not quite. Do you want to show this picture to them and ask them who they think these people are? You want to do that? Just show it to everyone. Go stand up and show them. Who do you think these people are? I have one guess, the pastors of this church.
How about your family?
How about my family?
How about it? It looks like your family.
It looks like my family. What makes you think it looks like my family?
Just the hunch.
That it doesn't look like your family?
Physically looks like your family.
Physically looks like my family.
The dry smile.
Because you've seen the picture before, okay. Yeah, we're kind of doing a repeat here. But not everyone has seen this picture, that's why I'm showing it. So you think that these people, come back over to Bill. So you think these people look like me?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Did anyone else who looked at this say these people look kind of like me? What do you think? Do they look like me? A little bit. What do you think, Rosie? Do you see it? See all these people? A little bit. Who looks most like me of all these people? Who do you think looks most like me? Okay. Now, I know some of you have seen this picture before. This is indeed a picture of part of my family. This is my dad's family. And this was in a newspaper back in, I want to say, the very early 1950s or late 1940s. And this is my dad and his brothers and sisters according to age. My dad was child number 10 out of 12. So this is my dad right here. And yeah, when you point to who do I most resemble, it's my dad. Now here's another depiction of my dad. This one's different, isn't it? Wait, do you want to show this to the people?
The simple life.
This is a picture of my dad when he would have been a teenager in his early teens. This was painted by his sister Frances. And so it shows him in overalls sitting on a stump and whittling. So a lot of time has passed between this depiction, when he's in his teens, and this depiction, which was taken after he and his brothers had returned from the war. And by the war, which war do I mean? World War II. Now, why am I bringing these pictures today? Okay, I'll tell you. First, I'm going to put them down. These pictures, especially this one, are very precious to me. When I was asked what I wanted from my dad, I said this picture and nothing else. This means more to me than anything else because it is a picture of a man I love dearly, painted by his sister, one of the few of his family that I ever met. I'm bringing that because, especially in our lesson from 1 John today, we talk about our resemblance to the Father. By the Father, we mean God.
So we may physically resemble our parents. Do people ever tell you you look like your mom or your dad? They do. In my family, there are five kids, or there were five kids. And when I was little, they divided us up. So my brother John and I were the Knightons. And my sister Linda and Joe and Brian were the Keos. So my mother's family claimed three of them. My dad's family claimed two. And you can see in pictures of any of the Knightons that I really do resemble my dad's family more than I do my mom's family. And my sister and my two younger brothers looked a lot more like my mother's family. There is definitely a family resemblance. You can tell that we all are related. I can look at pictures of my cousins, and we look like family. Do you have that in your family? Do you look like other members of your family, like cousins? Do you look like your brothers and sisters? Mm-hmm. Y'all look like you belong in one family, right? And so when we talk about being part of the family of God, what are we talking about? When did we become part of the family of God? Well, we've always been children of God, right? But when did God really, really claim us as God's own? When we were baptized. When we were baptized, God spoke our name and said, "You are now mine. You are my child. You're still the child of your parents. That doesn't change, but now you're my child as well." And that means what? That means that we are all brothers and sisters. Every person that you see, and how many of you have been baptized? Okay, look at all these hands raised. These are all brothers and sisters. We are all related to each other because we are all part of God's family. So that means that, wait a minute, if I look like my dad's family and a little like my mom's family, and if we're all related, that means we should look alike too. But not physically, right? How do we look like each other? How do we know that we're all brothers and sisters, that we're all siblings in Christ?
We're here this morning.
We're here this morning. That's one way. We can look in this church. We saw the hands raised of people who say, "I'm part of God's family."
By our love.
By our love, exactly. By how we relate to each other. By how, what are the two great commandments? Remember those? Love God and love one another. Exactly. And that's how we resemble God. Because of how we love God and how we love one another. So think about that. Think about the family resemblance that we have. That resemblance being how we love one another. And so let's pray. Oh, holy God, we thank you for claiming us as your children. We thank you that in the waters of baptism, you called us by name and claimed us as your very own. And because of that, we have such a big family, so many brothers and sisters in Christ. And just as we resemble our moms and our dads and our brothers and our sisters and our cousins physically, let us come to resemble you, our Heavenly Father, because of how we love you and because of how we love one another. We ask this in the name of our risen Savior. Amen. Thank you for coming forward. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. If you were here last week, or if you read the gospel lessons and also our reading from 1 John, you'll notice that these readings are a bit similar to last week. Remember last week's gospel? It was one of those resurrection appearances, but from the gospel of John. And today we have a resurrection occurrence from the Gospel of Luke. There's something that came before this particular lesson today in Luke 24. The beginning of Luke 24. Is when
Jesus first appears when they're going to the tomb, and they're expecting the stone to still be there, and it's not. It's rolled away. He's not there. And they find that he has been risen. Well, there are a couple people who are missing when Mary Magdalene goes back and tells them about Jesus being risen. There are a couple of people who are on their way to Emmaus. And they're walking along, and we're told that they're very, very sad. And then a stranger accompanies them and opens up the scriptures to them, talks all about Jesus. But they don't seem to understand until they get where they need to be. And Jesus breaks the bread, and their eyes are open, and then he disappears. And today, we have the gospel lesson where he is standing among them. They're talking about all of these appearances, all these stories that they've heard about him appearing, but they're not so sure that they're true because they haven't seen it for themselves. So they're talking about it, and here Jesus appears to them and says, "Peace be with you." You'll notice he says that frequently, "Peace be with you." It says that they're startled and they're terrified. Well, wouldn't you be if someone that you thought was gone appeared in front of you? So they're terrified, and he tells them, he asks, "Why are you frightened? Why do you doubt? Look at me. Look at my hands. Look at my feet. Because ghosts don't have flesh and bones the way that I do. Prove it to them." He asks for something to eat, and they give him some fish, and he eats it. And then they're startled. They're watching him do this, and it starts to sink into their minds. He opens up their minds to understand the scriptures, to understand all the things that he said about himself. Even with him standing in their midst, they're a bit unbelieving. Even though they see him looking like he did before the crucifixion, but for the wounds. He says, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and the repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem." And he tells them, "You are witnesses of these things." And everything that he said about himself is coming to pass, and they are witnesses. Now, reading from 1 John, it continues what we read last week, talking about God, how God is fully light. And it says, "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God." And that is what we are. To be children of God, to be children of light, not children of darkness. It says the reason the world does not know us is because it did not know us. Just as we've heard in the reading from Acts, people did not understand who Jesus was. As a result, they were into death. And yet, death is not the end of the story. For those of us who have been baptized in Christ, who died and resurrected with him in the waters of baptism, death is not the end of our story. Because what we have is the word of eternal life. That just as Jesus was raised from the dead, we too will be raised. We too will abide with our Heavenly Father for all time and eternity. To think that we are God's children, not through birth, but through adoption, that God has chosen us. God has claimed us as God's very own. To have the hope of being with God forever. To be witnesses, even though we have not bodily seen the Lord raised. To be witnesses.
witnesses to what we know about God, to the saving power of God as reflected in what we see when we come to church, what we see in one another, when we look into the eyes of the brothers and sisters and siblings, to see love, to know that the love that we have for one another is a reflection of the love of God. To be a witness. We talked about this a little bit last week. But Jesus appeared and people saw him and heard him and touched him and then wrote down what they had experienced. So that those of us, so many years later, can come to believe Jesus is Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one, the risen one. And he loves us with a love beyond our imagining. He claims us as his own. And that just as he was raised, the day will come and we will be raised as well. The world is so broken and hurting. It needs to hear these words of peace and consolation. We are witnesses to what Jesus has done. So my charge to you is to go out into the world and witness to God's love by loving one another. Love is God loved. Let us join together in our hymn of the day. It is number 803, Here's the Day the Wondrous Cross.
Oh. believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven, and he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Rejoicing that Jesus is risen and love has triumphed over fear, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need of good news. O God, our Holy One, you feed our deepest hungers. As we share the holy meal that is the body and the blood of Jesus given for us, lead us to share all that we have and find in generosity, abundant life. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
O God, our Creator, you bring forth all life on earth, calm storms, bring water to parched places, and protect the climate, that this planet would sustain life in all its variety. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
O God, our Savior, you offer wisdom and guidance beyond all human knowledge. Instruct lawmakers, judges, and elected officials to make decisions grounded in your justice and care for all people. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
O God, our Elder, you care for all your children. Encourage those who are in times of transition, facing the loss of old ways and routines and anticipating change. Guide those who journey in grief, hope, and uncertainty, and be with those who suffer in mind, body, or spirit, especially those on our prayer chain and those we need loud from the quietness of our hearts.
The people of Israel. Tracy.
God of grace,
hear our prayer.
O God, our Center, you bring all people together in you. Help us to remember our identity and our purpose in ministry. Move us to love our neighbors as ourselves and to share in the beloved community. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
O God, our resting place, your Son Jesus promised that we are held in your love forever. We remember our beloved who have died, especially those we name aloud from the quietness of our hearts. As we remember and share their love, comfort those who mourn. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, most merciful God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your abiding love. Through Jesus Christ, our resurrected and living Lord.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace.
I have to, yeah.
glad and generous hearts, ready to praise you and to respond to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join your unending hymn.
Mercy on I know that my Redeemer lives.